U-turn is bugged in every Generation 4 Pokemon game, and I'm not just saying that because it's bug type. This attack makes the user switch places with a party Pokemon after damaging the opponent. A couple weeks ago, I tweeted about an unintended interaction involving U-turn, and it went viral because, well, nobody knew about it. In fact, we didn't even learn about it until a couple months ago. It turns out, if you U-turn and switch into a Pokemon holding a flinch item like Kingsrock, you have a chance to flinch your opponent, even if the attacking Pokemon wasn't holding such an item. And yeah, that's the glitch, that's all there is to it. Why is this video 10 minutes long? Well, this isn't the only glitch associated with U-turn. There are also issues using items like the Choice Scarf that we've known about for almost 20 years. Yes, Diamond and Pearl are that old. This got me thinking, what if there are other U-turn glitches? And why does the flinch glitch happen? I decided to investigate in hopes of answering these questions and better understanding why this move causes problems. Let's get into it. I think the best place to start is with the U-turn glitch that was already known. The Choiced U-turn glitch, exclusive to Diamond, Pearl, and Battle Revolution, occurs when a Pokemon using U-turn has a choice item equipped and switches to another Pokemon that knows U-turn. Even if this new Pokemon has no choice item equipped, it will be locked into using U-turn until it switches out. So in this example, my Yanmega here has no item equipped. I use U-turn and switch into a Scizor holding a Choice Scarf. This Scizor should be able to pick any move here, but instead I am forced to pick U-turn. Some online sources say that the inverse is also true. Like, if this Choice Scarf Scizor U-turns into my Yanmega, the Yanmega becomes locked into U-turn. This isn't the case though, all that matters is that the Pokemon being swapped into is holding a choice item. I don't know exactly when this glitch was discovered, but I found multiple posts on game FAQs about it from 2008, so this was definitely known before Platinum came out. As a result, it did get fixed for future Generation 4 Pokemon games. But it turns out, there was another U-turn glitch that didn't get discovered in time. A couple months ago, Casual Pokeplayer posted in the Glitch City Research Institute Discord about a weird interaction experienced in Pokemon Battle Revolution, the Pokemon Stadium-styled game released for the Wii shortly after Diamond and Pearl came out. Casual Pokeplayer posted, quote, "Why would my U-turn from my Yanmega with a Focus Sash and Speed Boost flinch Kyogre?" After some brainstorming, they posted, "Oh, I swapped into a Pokemon with Razor Fang. That's why. Is this normal Gen 4 behavior?" For those unfamiliar, Kingsrock and Razor Fang are held items that give you a chance to flinch your opponent after attacking. This effect should only activate if the Pokemon holding the item was the one doing the attack, which isn't the case here. Sure enough, I tested this in Pokemon Platinum and got it to work. None of us had heard anything about a glitch like this before, but this wasn't the first discovery of the U-turn flinch glitch. After some searching, I found out that it was actually discovered by a game FAQs poster 15 years ago. In this post, user OPKLM asked, "Does U-turn use some effects from the Pokemon that is switching in?" They describe using U-turn against a Kabutops, switching into a Togekiss holding Kingsrock, then seeing the Kabutops flinch. In classic internet fashion, most of the answers are useless, but one commenter added, "They are right. I am not sure why Kabutops flinched, but they are 100% right." This is literally the only report of this glitch I could find, and unfortunately nobody documented it or took notice of this small post. It might have been posted on other forums, but if so, those are no longer accessible. As a result, it remained unknown until Casual Pokeplayer lucked into activating it. So we've known about this glitch for a couple months, or 15 years depending on how you look at it. Why did it take so long for another account of this glitch to appear online? First, there's only a small chance for this glitch to happen. The flinch items have just a 10% chance to activate. This means it basically never happens, unless your opponent is holding one. Then it always happens for them at the exact worst turn possible. Okay, I might be traumatized by the Battle Factory. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So not only do you have to U-turn into a Pokemon holding one of these specific items, you also have to be lucky enough to trigger the 10% flinch. On top of that, this scenario can only happen if the U-turning Pokemon outspeeds the opponent. Otherwise, the opponent will have already attacked and you obviously cannot flinch. Additionally, this U-turn into flinch item combo is not common in competitive, namely because the flinch items themselves are not very popular. One place I would expect someone to randomly encounter this glitch would be the Battle Factory. Multiple Pokemon sets have U-turn and Game Freak love giving Pokemon the flinching held items. However, even in my dozens of hours of grinding the factory on my Twitch streams, I never experienced this glitch. Why does this happen? Clearly, the game is checking the held item of the new Pokemon after the swap, instead of the Pokemon that actually attacked. But is this a problem unique to flinching items, or does U-turn have other glitches we haven't found yet? I looked at every ability and item that might have a weird interaction with U-turn. I was specifically looking for things I would activate after the swap occurred, since that's the issue with choice items and flinch items. Looking at abilities, there is one that gives your attacks the chance to flinch, Stench. Unfortunately, Stench does nothing in Gens 3 and 4. It wasn't until Gen 5 when Stench actually gains the flinch effect. I tested a bunch of other abilities, but I didn't find any other weird U-turn glitches with them. What about other held items? Well, most held items impact damage, which wouldn't trigger any glitch like the ones we've talked about. Metronome was the only thing I thought might have a glitched U-turn interaction. Metronome is a move that randomly selects a different move to attack the target with, and somehow always loses me time in speedruns. But that's different from the Metronome held item. Yes, they have the same name. This item boosts the power of a move used consecutively by the holder. For each consecutive attack, the move gets 10% stronger up to a maximum of 100%. While the damage obviously happens before the switch, I was thinking that maybe the metronome count increment would happen after the swap. The idea being that you could unintentionally build up damage by continuously U-turning between two Pokemon. This would obviously be unintended since swapping should break the metronome counter. I tested it a bunch, but metronome works correctly with U-turn, so no glitch here. After all this testing, I didn't find any other glitches with U-turn. So why does the glitch happen with Kingsrock and Razorfang specifically? The issue is with when the game checks if your Pokemon is holding a flinch item. For whatever reason, this check is one of the last things that happens before your opponent attacks. This makes sense, there's not really a need to check it earlier as long as the game knows before the opponent attempts their attack. The problem is that it doesn't account for potential changes in Pokemon. So you U-turn into a Pokemon holding a Kingsrock, the game does stuff, then checks if your current Pokemon is holding a flinch item. The glitch is happening because this check is happening way too late without accounting for the change in current Pokemon. This could easily be fixed by performing the check before the swap takes place or making an exception for moves like U-turn. I don't know how they fixed it in future generations, but they definitely did as I wasn't able to recreate it in Generation 5. You might be asking yourself, why does this one move have multiple glitches? What is so special about U-turn? Well, U-turn was introduced in Generation 4. The only similar move beforehand was Baton Pass, which didn't deal damage. So this was the first move that dealt damage while also swapping out. Most battle code in Gen 4 is lifted straight from Gen 3, so they missed a couple of edge cases with such a unique move. Code that worked perfectly fine before didn't account for the Pokemon changing after damage was dealt. It's pretty rare for a glitch like this to persist across so many popular Pokemon games and be essentially undiscovered for so long. It makes me wonder how many other weird one-off questions or posts from years ago are actually legit. Maybe there were other glitches we haven't found yet that little Timmy posting on Game FAQs in 2010 did. I also think it's crazy for battle-based discoveries like this to happen so long after these games were released. Battling is a super popular and necessary component to these games. So I assume that all battle-related glitches in Gen 4 had been found. Now, I'm not so sure. It always feels like there's more to discover with these games, and that's why I love making these videos. So yeah, if you're holding out on some random glitch you found when you were 10, please let me know in the comments. This has actually already happened on this very channel. We had user Nasberry comment on a video about a glitch involving Softboiled that was previously unknown. It was super cool, and I'm so happy to have my video spark any new findings in the community. If you would like to read more about that, I do have an article up on my website, singeoverruins.com. And of course, I want to give a big thank you to all of my Patreon supporters. If you would also like to support my research and archiving efforts, you can check me out at patreon.com/etchy. Special shoutouts to Froyo, Mithril Was Taken, Verota, Fuzzy Hugs, Pastel Punk, Birder, and PSF for your support. That's going to be it for this video. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to subscribe, and I'll catch you next time.